We're starting? Okay. So this is Chazara Shir for 16E, Inyoni, Hakokos, and Sneas. Okay. So there's three different Inyonim. One is Neshika Ba'osamachom. That's the first Inyon. And then the second/third Inyon will be Tashmish with light. The light breaks down to Yom and Or Haner. Okay. So the first Inyon, Neshika Ba'osamachom. So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Eben HaEzer Chafei, he quotes the Rambam, which basically says, Isha Shel Adam, this is the Rambam we're familiar with from Yisribi Chaf Aleph, Isha Shel Adam is Muteres, and it's Mutter to be Menashek B'chol Eva Eiver. So that seems to imply it'd be Mutter to be Menashek even Osamakom, should be Isha. Obviously, we're talking about a woman whose wife was Tahora, not Anita. Okay. So, but the Chor is Mutter. However, if you go to Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim, in Hilchos Tznius, in Reish Mem, there, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says it's Asr L'Hisdaka B'Osamakom, and certainly it's Asr L'Nashik B'Osamakom, and yet the Ramah is silent. He's not Magia, and he doesn't argue. So he presumably would agree to the Mechaber on that. So that would seem to be a little bit of a stira, in a kind of, you know, reminding us of the stira of yesterday, in a little bit. So here we seemingly have a stira of the Ramah as to is it or is it not Mutter L'Nashek B'Osamakom. So predictably, we have two pretty predictable terutz in here. So one terutz is the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel is in Eben HaEzer there. And he basically says that it's Aser. And when the Ramah writes over here, Mutter L'Nashek, based on the Ram, Mutter L'Nashek, Lav Dafko Kol Eiver, it's almost every Eiver. But of course, Osamakom would be Aser L'Nashek. Basically, he says, Arachayim is the Iker, and Eben HaEzer is Lav Dafko. Okay? That's one approach. And the second approach is something we're also familiar with, is that Iker Hadin versus Chumra. Right, the Iker Hadin is that it's Mutter, Eben HaEzer. I don't know, we just said it. I don't know whether we quote anyone. You know, I guess, you know, similar to what Rav Avadia said yesterday, I have to see whether Rav Avadia says it here too. Could be he does, I don't remember. But a very predictable start. This is Simon Reish Mem, it's called Hilchos Tznius. That's, again, commendable practices we'd like people to do, you know, meritorious acts, Madrigas we want people to get to, but it's not the Iker Hadin. The Iker Hadin is Eben HaEzer, and therefore it'd be Mutter. So that is that's that. And there are certain, you know, B'Shas HaTzorach, there are certain poskim that are makel on it. Okay, but later, after, we can talk about who says what, but in Shir we didn't really explicate it, so at least this year in Shir we didn't, so we'll leave it for now. Okay. The next Indian is Tashmish during with light. So first let's deal with Tashmish Bayom. Okay? That's the Gemara in Nida on Daf Yud Zayin. And there it says that it's also to be to have Tashmish Bayom. Why? The Gemara has, kind of sounds like two reasons. One is Yahasal Reacha Kamocha. What's the Yahasal Reacha Kamocha? Because if it's during the daytime, you'll be able to see, and maybe you'll see something in Meguna, which is, we'll disgust him. And therefore, he won't be able to be Mishamish properly because he'll be disgusted. And it won't be with the right taiva and the right mindset. So you can't be Mishamish and leave all cuts. So, behalf of Reacha Kamocha. And then the Gemara says, Rav Huna says, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim, Vein Mishamishim Bin Nisayim Beyom. I don't know whether that's a separate reason or it just flows. However, the Gemara gives two qualifications. Rava says, neither Daf Yud Zayin. Rava says, even though we just said, Eim Shamshim Sin Beyom, Ratzarech Kamocha, that thing, but Rava says, number one, if it's a bias afel, if it's dark, it's mutter. And number two, it's a Talmud Chacham, he's allowed, even though there's light, to be Ma'afel B'Ksuso Mashamish, cover himself and be Mishamish covered. We'll discuss later what covered means. But that's the Gemara. Okay? So, good, and that's in Shulchan Aruch, we quote that. We'll discuss that more. We'll discuss more of that in a minute, but first let's deal with the other category. So that is the Gemara of Bayom. Okay? Now, let's segue to Or HaNer, and then in a couple of minutes we'll see more problem. The Gemara by Or HaNer is, there are different Gemaras which seem to all say that it's also Hashem Yishol Or HaNer. In fact, the Gemara in Nida even asks from Or HaNer onto Yom, like kind of almost assuming it's the same thing. So, one such Gemara is in Beitza. Beitza Daf Chafez. Chafez, it says, let's say it's Yontif, and the candle is on, and they want to be Mishamish, what should they do? So the Gemara says a couple of Beitzas. Number one, go to a bias, Acher, go to a different room. Okay, let's say you have no other room. So make a Mechitza. Okay, let's say you can't make a Mechitza. You don't have something to make a Mechitza with. So Kofa loves a Kli. So cover the candle, you know, cover it over somehow. So it should be Mechusa. Obviously, now put it out, you know. Let's say you have no Kli, then it's Aser. Okay, then it's Aser to be Mishamish. L'or HaNer. Okay? So the Gemara clearly is assuming it's Aser Mishamish L'or HaNer. However, the Gemara did say that if you have a Mechitza, that, and make it a different Rishus, then it'd be Mutter. Okay? So that's the Gemara by Or HaNer. Now, the big question here. What? Well, it says make a machitza. What does it mean? Okay, so you made a machitza asara. Meaning you made it, you split your room into rishuyos.
I'm saying in the middle, you can go around the sides.
Oh, so we're going to talk about it. Even though the light necessarily, like the Ramah says, the light may go through the machitza, may go on top of the machitza, right? But still, and the Ramah says that, but afal pikein, since it's in a different rishus, it's okay. Okay? So, let's discuss, okay, a little bit more practice. The big question here, we're going to get back to that in a minute. Okay, the big question here is do the kulas of Or HaYom apply to Or HaNer? Meaning, can a person be mafil vitalis if there's a candle in the room? Well, the Gemara said that by Mishamish B'Yom, is there a reason that it should not apply to Or HaNer or not? So, well, some say, and the Rebbe says, well, the Gemara never brought that as an option, right? The Gemara never said. The Gemara said, go to a different room, make a machitza, or kofa alav esakli. The Gemara never said, mafal batalis. So, does that lend one to assume that maybe hafalas talis doesn't work for Or HaNer? So, one mahalach is to say that they're the same din. Why didn't the Gemara say it there? Okay, maybe, again, that was only a concession for a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham machal b'tal yisa. It wasn't a concession for the Hamonam. So it's not such a big kasha necessarily why the Gemara didn't say that, give that option there in Beitza. That Gemara basically was talking about for everyone. And if you'd say that, so you'd say that really they're the same halacha. Or HaNer and Yom is the same halacha, and what works for one would work for the other. Therefore, hafalas talis. You know, those who are more makel b'zmanazet with dishing out the kula of hafalas talis, even though the Medina of the Gemara is only for a Talmud Chacham, but poskim who are more makel with that and kind of give that allowance to others, maybe whatever it is, the tzarach ador, so then that allowance would be true for Or HaNer, because it's the same din. And in fact, the Gemara, as you said before, asks Or HaNer on Yom. So who says it's the same din? So the Magen Mishnah learns that b'pshuto on the Rambam, and it's the same din. And the Olas Tamid says b'feirish, it's the same din. And therefore, you're allowed to be mafal b'talas, again, assuming that there's a heter, hafalas talas, right, for people, which poskim must say they give that heter, then the Olas Tamid says that that heter would be true for Or HaNer. Same din. Okay? Which is very, very mistaber. There are those who say that no, the Gemara didn't give the allowance for Or HaNer, for Hafalas Talis for Or HaNer, to cover oneself, the couple, or, you know, and be Mishamish that way. So maybe Or HaNer is more chamer than Or HaYom. Why in the world would it be more chamer than Or HaYom? Like, what's the... So, here we have a couple of things. Number one, there's two issues. One is the light issue. And when it gets to the light issue, in Ochinami, there's no difference. There's light. But maybe there's an added problem with Or HaNer. What could that added problem be? So we have two possibilities. Number one, the Seder Hayom is a Sefer. So it gives a suggestion that maybe it was a type of a gzeira of sorts. That we're afraid that if we allow people to do a Be'or, to be Mafel Batalis, Be'or HaNer, since it's nighttime and it's the normal time for Tashmish, if we allow them to do Hafalas Talis, they'll end up doing it without Hafalas Talis. They'll end up just doing Be'or HaNer without the Hafalas Talis. A type of a gzeira. Bayom, it's not the normal time for Tashmish, so people know it's already different. It's a concession. But if it's nighttime and it's just an air, so if we let people do Hafalas Talis, they'll end up doing it without Hafalas Talis. And, but they made it like a gether to that. Is that. If it's in a different Rishus, okay, that's already different enough, people will maybe chap. Only if it's in the same Rishus, so then it's a problem. That's one suggestion. The other suggestion is a Kabbalistic reason. That there is some Kabbalistic problem with having the light in the room, the ner in the room. Or the, I don't know whether it's the ner or the Or HaNer in the room. It's a little unclear to me how to be magged to this Kabbalistic problem. And they bring down from the Zohar or the Kisei Ari such an issue. And therefore, there's more of a problem. Now, I used to think that it's in the Rishus, but I just looked again at the Shla. The Shla makes it sound like maybe the Or of the ner is in the Rishus. Again, the Gemara seems to be Meikol, it's in a different Rishos. But this, the question is, does this Kabbalistic reason supersede that? And so, how does this play out exactly? So that's the, and the Shla brings this reason. So the, in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Mem, so it says, the Chumra Dikwei. It says that if there is Or HaNer, then it's Asr L'Shamish, even B'Hafalas Talis. That's what it says. Okay? Unless you make a Mechitza. If you make a Mechitza, then it's okay. Because now the Ramah points out, even though light goes through, it's okay. It's like the Gemara says, it's different Rishos. Would the Balei Kabbalah still be Machmir? Maybe, I don't know exactly, but since it's in a different Rishos, at least the Ramah is Mekel, and the Noseh Kedem on Shulchan Aruch, they point out all these reasons, the Seder Hayom, and the Kesei Arizal, they point out all these reasons. So that's the, now even if you're, again, Mekel on Or HaNer, you still need to be Mafal Batalis, right? Even if you want to say, even if there's light coming in, you still need to have Hafalas Talis. The question is, does Hafalas Talis work? So according to the Kabbalists, you know, it's questionable. And if it's a different Rishos, at least the Ramah says it's Mutter, even the light goes through. So in this context, I once, Rabbi Solomon had a Shaila regarding something like this, and we were walking together, he was telling me about it, so I said a Zug, well, if really you go with the Kula Dik way of saying it, So good. So it's the same thing. Hafalas Talis will work, just like Or Hayom. Even though it's a Chumadik way of saying it, so if you're going to hold that, if it's in a different Rishos, it's okay even though life comes in, and therefore Hafalas Talis will work. So I said, maybe, we have a light on the ceiling, so then maybe that could be like a different Rishos, so to speak. And therefore it's not Mutter Stam, it's Mutter with Hafalas Talis. Right? Because somehow if you relegate it to a different Rishos, so for the Seder Hayom and the Ramah, whose different Rishos is okay, so maybe this would work. And even the Balei Kabbalah, who it's unclear exactly, maybe it would work for them too. So he called Rav Abadi wasn't into it, but Rav Simon felt that there was merit to it. You know, again, the different Rishos thing, it's kind of, we don't really understand it. Some type of Xavier or a Kabbalistic thing, so maybe it would work. And Rav Simon felt that maybe there may be merit to that. So I'm just saying it because Rav Simon made a point of mentioning that. Also, maybe if you cover over, you know, less light. One important caveat to this whole thing is the Shu'at Torah Lashma. Torah Lashma, it's really written by, it says Yecheskel Kachli. That's really a pseudonym. It's really written by the Ben Ishkai. The Gematria of Yecheskel Kachli is his name. So he points out an important thing. He says, even if you want to go with the Chumrah, the Balei Kabbalah, What's that from Rav Eistan? There's some type of a sakana. When there's the light, or a light of the candle, I'm not sure exactly how, you know, that's a problem. It's a sakana for the Vlad. So that's only a sakana if, let's say, she's going to get pregnant, or even if she is pregnant, but the and they're having kashrus, and the Vlad is inside of her. But if there's no pregnancy at this time, then he's makel. So even the filach achmi kabbalah, he'd be makel if there's no pregnancy. So what's his cases? He has two cases. Number one, he has two different shuvas there. One shuva is that the bir rishona, they would do the or haner. The reason being, they wanted to make sure they were basulim, and didn't want to miss any basulim. Or make sure that it was or wasn't basulim. So he says, the bir rishona is not going to result in a pregnancy, so he's makel. Likewise, in another shuva, a young girl, or a zakena, where there's no pregnancy, and meaning they're not going to get pregnant now, presumably, and she's not pregnant, so he's also makel, because again, even the chormadik way, even if he's going with the chafim kabbalah, it's only because of that chash takana. So if that chash takana isn't there, again, just do the hafalas talas, and it would be mutter.
That would seemingly maybe apply to the pelvis.
Correct. So, not this year, but a different year, I once raised to Rabbi Simon, so let's say people are on birth control, and they're not getting pregnant, presumably. So then, again, you have the kuladik way, the olas talmid, for sure it's mutter, but half olas talis. And even the chumradik way, so it's enough nafshash takana, Allah this Torah lishma, so he heard that svar. He thought that was maybe a good svar. One last caveat over here is that what is considered hafalas talus? What do you need to do to be hafalas talus? So Ravadi quotes that he asked Rav Moshe this question, and Rav Moshe says you only need to cover the makom ha'erva, or cover the makom ha'erva, but the rest of the body you don't have to be covered from head to toe with the blankets. Okay, and I don't remember, did we talk about making mechitza on Shabbos? I don't remember if we talked about that. Mechitza Mataris. Okay, I don't think we spoke about this. Yes, we actually did. I just looked. So there is a halacha that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a mechitza that's matter you to do something. Something was usher, and now this mechitza makes it mutter, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Okay? If it's just the tznius of yam, it's allowed. So here, let's say, this is in Shulchan Aruch and Tesvav, where he talks about mechitza. So there, let's say there are sarim in the room, or you want to be mishamish, or haner, and you want to be mishamish, you want to make a mechitza. So it's a problem to make a mechitza that's now going to be matter, you do something you couldn't do before. So, again, assuming that a false talus wouldn't work, and therefore this is mattering you to do something, so then you would have to have a tefach already there before, and then you're just mosif on that tefach, extend the mechitza down, which is what they say the Maram did when he wanted to use the bathroom at night, so, and he had svarim. On Friday, he would put something there, and then he'd just be mosif on that. There are other ways out of it, which we didn't speak in Vad Mashir. We could talk about it after, if you want.
Where's the
Shin Tesva?
Where's the same in all?